2019学年奉贤区调研测试九年级英语听力部分现在开始试音。2019学年奉贤区调研测试九年级英语听力部分现在开始。 Part 1 Listening 1 Listening Comprehension A. Listen and choose the right picture. 根据你所听到的内容选出相应的图片，每个句子念两遍。 Number 1 NowadaysMore and more students like reading comic strips.
Nowadays, more and more students like reading comic strips.
Number 2. I have a pen friend named Grace, a lovely girl with long blonde hair and blue eyes.
I have a pen friend named Grace, a lovely girl with long blonde hair and blue eyes.
Number 3. How wonderful it is to go for an outing in autumn with my classmates in the countryside.
How wonderful it is to go for an outing in autumn with my classmates in the countryside.
Number 4. Grandpa made a paper rabbit lantern for each of us during the lantern festival.
Grandpa made a paper rabbit lantern for each of us during the lantern festival.
Number 5. It is a rule that cars must slow down at zebra crossing to let people cross the road first.
It is a rule that cars must slow down at zebra crossing to let people cross the road first.
Number 6.Now, Chinese have developed a kind of smart ping pong table that can help players practice better.
Now, Chinese have developed a kind of smart ping pong table that can help players practice better.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear. 根据你所听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。对话和问题念两遍。Number 7.
Who is going to look after my little brother, Jenny or Linda?
Neither. They will go to visit the science museum with Tom. Lucy will come instead. Question. Who is going to look after the girl's brother?
Who is going to look after my little brother, Jenny or Linda?
Neither.They will go to visit the science museum with Tom. Lucy will come instead. Question. Who is going to look after the girl's brother? Number 8.
What a sunny day. With the gentle wind and the bright sunshine, I'm sure we'll enjoy the hiking tomorrow afternoon.
The weather is changeable in this season. The weather forecast says,It will be rainy tomorrow, and it will possibly snow next week. Question. What's the weather going to be possibly like next week?
What a sunny day. With the gentle wind and the bright sunshine, I'm sure we'll enjoy the hiking tomorrow afternoon.
The weather is changeable in this season. The weather forecast says it will be rainy tomorrow, and it will possibly snow.Next week. Question. What's the weather going to be possibly like next week? Number 9.
Are we going to Hangzhou by high-speed rail or by car? Or we also take the long-distance bus?
I'd rather go by train. It's cheaper and faster.
Maybe that's a good idea. It's up to you.
Question. How will they probably go to Hangzhou?
Are we going to Hangzhou by high-speed rail or by car? Or we also take the long-distance bus?
I'd rather go by train. It's cheaper and faster.
Maybe that's a good idea. It's up to you.
Question. How will they probably go to Hangzhou? Number 10.
Excuse me, I want to complain about the service here.
What's the problem, madam?
The waiter took my order half an hour ago, but no food has been served.
I'm sorry about it. I'll take care of it right now. Question. Where are the two speakers?
Excuse me, I want to complain about the service here.
What's the problem, madam?
The waiter took my order half an hour ago, but no food has been served.
I'm sorry about it, and I'll take care of it right now. Question. Where are the two speakers? Number 11.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Good morning. Could you please tell me when the next plane to Tokyo will take off?
Well, it should take off at 10:30 a.m., but it will put off to 12:15 p.m.
Question. When will the next plane to Tokyo take off?
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
Good morning. Could you please tell me when the next plane to Tokyo will take off?
Well, it should take off at 10:30 a.m., but it will put off to 12:15 p.m.
Question. When will the next plane to Tokyo take off? Number 12.
Is it noisy or quiet in your area these days?
It is noisy. A road company is working all day and all night.
So is mine. Sometimes the noise can cause me headaches.
Question. What's the problem in their area?
Is it noisy or quiet in your area these days?
It is noisy. A road company is working all day and all night.
So is mine. Sometimes the noise can cause me headaches.
Question. What's the problem in their area? Number 13.
Let's have a drink, George. They have got cola with ice, hot coffee, tea with milk, and hot chocolate. Which would you prefer?
Either coffee or chocolate will be okay. I need something to warm me up.
All right, and I would prefer cola with ice.
Question. What would the woman prefer?
Let's have a drink, George. They have got a cola with ice, hot coffee, tea with milk, and hot chocolate. Which would you prefer?
Either coffee or chocolate will be okay. I need something to warm me up.
All right, and I would prefer cola with ice.
Question. What would the woman prefer? Number 14.
I get really tired driving on a rainy night, even when the traffic seems fine.
Let's stop for some food and find a hotel nearby so we can set out early tomorrow. Question. What will they probably do next?
I get really tired driving on a rainy night, even when the traffic seems fine.
Let's stop for some food and find a hotel nearby so we can set out early tomorrow. Question. What will they probably do next? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false. 判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。At the age of 16, Bonnie was always busy playing with a group of naughty kids. He failed his final exam. One morning, when Bonnie was going fishing with his friends, his father stopped him and said, Bonnie, you are so fond of playing all day that you failed your exam. I'm worried about your future.
What are you worrying about?
Jack and the robot also fail, but don't they still get to go fishing?
My boy, you can't think like that, his dad said.
There is a fable that people tell in our hometown. Listen to it now. There were two cats playing on the roof. One cat got caught off guard and fell down the chimney while holding the other cat. When the two cats climbed out of the chimney, one of the cats had soot on his face, while the other cat's face was clean. Seeing the soot-faced cat, the clean cat thought its face must be dirty, so it quickly ran to the riverside and washed its face. The soot-faced cat saw the clean-faced cat and thought its face was also clean, so it just swaggered down the street.
Bonnie, no one can be your mirror. You have to think for yourself. If you just follow others, you will never learn.
Hearing this, Bonnie laid down his fishing rod and returned to his home. He decided to pay more attention to his study and less attention to what his friends were doing. This allowed him to be successful.
At the age of 16, Bonnie was always busy playing with a group of naughty kids. He failed his final exam. One morning, when Bonnie was going fishing with his friends, his brother stopped him and said, "Bonnie, you are so fond of playing all day that you failed your exam. I'm worried about your future."
"What are you worrying about? Jack and the robot also failed. But don't they still get to go fishing?"
"My boy, you can't think like that," his father said. "There is a fable that people tell in our hometown. Listen to it now. There were two cats playing on a roof. One cat got caught off guard and fell down the chimney while holding the other cat. When the two cats climbed out of the chimney, one of the cats had soot on his face, while the other cat's face was clean. Seeing the soft-faced cat, the clean cat thought its face must be dirty, so it quickly ran to the riverside and washed its face. The soot-faced cat saw the clean-faced cat and thought its face was also clean, so it just swaggered down the street.
Bonnie, no one can be your mirror. You have to think for yourself. If you just follow others, you will never learn.
Hearing this, Bonnie laid down his fishing rod and returned to his room. He decided to pay more attention to his study and less attention to what his friends were doing. This allowed him to be successful.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences. 听短文，完成下列内容。每空格限填一词。短文念两遍。When I was about 12 years old, I really wanted a new bike. I told my parents my birthday wish, but I knew there was little hope because my family could hardly afford it. On my birthday, my parents told me they had my gift outside in the backyard. At once, I rushed out to the yard. There was a bike, but it wasn't the bike that I thought it would be. This one was pink, old, and worn with age. It was so disappointing. I thought I hurt my parents' feelings because I was sure they could see the disappointment on my face. I got on the old bike and rode it, feeling bad that I had made my parents feel this way. So, I put on a smile, rode as fast as I could, and didn't look back. As time went by, I began to understand that my parents gave me something much more than just a rusty old bike. When you give something out of love, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is the love that is in it. I like to remember this story
because giving gifts is not about money. It's about how much love you can feel from it. They taught me a useful lesson about love. One thing that costs $2 isn't any less valuable than one that costs $100.
When I was about 12 years old, I really wanted a new bike. I told my parents my birthday wish, but I knew there was little hope because my family could hardly afford it. On my birthday, my parents told me they had my gift outside in the backyard. At once, I rushed out to the yard. There was a bike, but it wasn't the bike that I thought it would be. This one was pink, old, and worn with age. It was so disappointing. I thought I hurt my parents' feelings because I was sure they could see the disappointment on my face. I got on the old bike and rode it, feeling bad that I had made my parents feel this way. So I put on a smile, rode as fast as I could, and didn't look back. As time went by, I began to understand that my parents gave me something much more than just a rusty old bike. When you give something out of love, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is the love that's in it. I like to remember this story because giving gifts is not about money. It's about how much love you can feel from it. They taught me a useful lesson about love. One thing that costs $2 isn't any less valuable than one that costs $100.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。